Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's Friday. It's 4:30. You know what that means. Outdoors Outlook time. Thanks to Nanticoke Outfitters, where you can plan your fishing or crabbing charter today. NanticokeOutfitters.com or follow the link from CoastCountry.com. Captain Dave Fletcher stops by every Friday to let us know what you're going to find when you hit the water this weekend. So, Captain Dave, I know you were just telling us you were real busy fishing this week. So, how are things looking?
Yeah, it's looking good, Gary. You know, even with the air quality issues, the fishing has been good. And it's a good weekend to get out and do some fishing. And I would not consider fishing a strenuous activity. So let's start today's report in the Chesapeake Bay. On the lower bay, Hooper's Island and Tangier Sound area, rockfish, speckled trout, and drum are still being caught on a regular basis. White perch and catfishing consistent throughout the tributaries. Right now, the best bait is still bloodworms. Now, the snakeheads have slowed down quite a bit because they're entering the spawning phase, so very difficult to get them to feed. The crabbing gets better every week. And if you're willing to put in the time, you can get a bushel or close to a bushel in about 4 to 5 hours up into the tributaries.
Oh, I know you're one of the few guides on Delmarva that offers crabbing trips. Isn't that right, Captain Dave?
Yeah, yep, that's right. That's right. And I get a lot of folks that not only want to experience crabbing, whether it's trot lines or using the traps, but they want to learn how to crab. And I enjoy sharing my knowledge and helping others become successful crabbing and fishing.
You know, it's so cool that you do that, and it was certainly something that caught my attention because I know my wife and I want to schedule a crabbing trip with you because it just sounds like such a good family-oriented trip to take. And when we get home, we get to eat lots of blue crab.
Yeah, that's right. They're fun to catch, fun to eat. That's for sure. So let's talk about fishing now in the Ocean City area. The wind is starting to affect the water clarity, which is really a negative thing for our flounder fishing. The flounder is an ambush predator, so the clearer the water, the better the flounder fishing will be. Now, we are catching a lot of blues and rockfish around the jetties and Route 50 Bridge. Pro tip for you, gotcha lures are the hottest things right now, and you can get them at every local tackle shop. The offshore bite is good as the tuna have now arrived. There's a lot of big boats running out and coming back with limits of tuna. The sea bass is still good on the wrecks and the reefs in both Maryland and Delaware. And surf fishing is starting to see more kingfish. And the kingfish are always fun, but the sharks are really starting to move in as well. Now, remember, sharks must stay in the water. It cannot be brought up onto the beach for pictures.
You know, Captain Dave, that kind of surprises me. Are there a lot of sharks that get close enough to the beach for anglers to catch?
Yeah, there really is, Gary. You'd be surprised. And a lot of these sharks come fairly close to the beach, but it's mostly at sunset and sunrise. And really, it doesn't pose a threat to us enjoying the beach at all. Now, looking at Delaware, over to Indian River Inlet, flounder and bluefish on incoming tides are providing excellent fishing. The Broadkill Beach has been producing spot, croaker, some small trout, and bluefish. Over in Lewis, the canal is serving up some nice flounder. An 8-pound, 10-ounce flounder was caught there this week by an angler named Jake Wilson.
Wow, that is a big fish.
Yes, sir. That is a big flounder, and they are so good to eat. I actually had a professional chef fish with me this week, and he sent me some pictures of the flounder we caught. He stuffed them with blue crab and some with snow crab. They look so delicious, and you can actually find pictures of those on the Nanticoke Outfitters Facebook page. Some upcoming events you might want to participate in. In Delaware, this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Lums Pond State Park, DENREC has the Take a Kid Fishing event. And that's geared towards children ages 6 to 15, and they will learn fundamental fishing skills. And the best part is all the equipment is provided. So just bring your child, and they can learn how to fish at that location. In Maryland, this Saturday is the second of three free fishing days where you're not required to hold a Maryland fishing license. And lastly, the OC Air Show is here this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday from 11:30 to 3:30. Featuring the Air Force Thunderbirds. And I'll have my family out there on Saturday watching the show from the boat. We'll have the grill going with lots of food, drinks, and sunblock.
Man, that sounds like a great time on the water, Captain Dave, and a great way to catch that air show.
I couldn't agree more. And honestly, I always look forward to a day on the water with family and friends. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. I appreciate you following along. And as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.